And you're able to come away with a huge two RBI double by Wentzlaff to get the win 6-5. First, let's talk about that. And of course, you can't just truly celebrate, but you had to wait a few seconds to find out it was an officially a hit. But what a way for a senior to come up with a big hit there.
Yeah, you know, it's it was a great job. You know, I was telling the newspaper guy that there's a lot of guys I want up in that situation, and Danny Wentzlaff is one of them. You know, he's so disciplined at the plate, and he won't swing at things that he can't hit hard, and he's pretty disciplined. And he got a pitch to hit, and he turned on it. He was ready for it. You could tell just by his approach. And I was hoping he'd get a pitch to hit because I knew he was going to do something good with it, and he did. And again, we have a lot of seniors that I want up in that situation, and you know, he found a way to get it done, and he's one of the guys we want up.
And it all started with great at-bats by Dykhoff, and then Hebel. He came in as well, but they both draw walks. They get the count to go base to a full count, and Hebel especially fouled off a bunch of pitches before drawing that walk, and those were two huge at-bats, obviously.
I'm glad you pointed it out, Chris, because that was a big part of the game. And, you know, if they don't battle on those pitches and battle the strike zone and battle things out of the zone, you know, we don't get to that point with Danny. So to have a freshman do that against the best closer in the league, and that's a great, great sign for our freshmen. And then, like you said, Dykhoff, too. It's just amazing. You know, you don't get the big headlines, you know, with the home runs and the singles and the doubles and the RBIs, but those at bats set things up. And just getting Schaumer, you know, out of the game, I think that's just a big lift for us because he is. You know, yesterday we faced one of the best starters in the league, and today we faced one of the best closers in the league. But those at-bats were critical. You're absolutely correct.
Let's go back earlier. It was really a great pitcher's duel in the first four innings. Both pitchers were pitching very well. Then you finally were able to get your first hit, Satram, in the bottom of the fourth. But then in the fifth, it was a walk for Jake Jelly. Then after a flyout, it was Cody Miller. He had a RBI double to get that first run in. And how big was that for you?
That's huge. That's huge. You know, I thought that the team that scores first had a huge advantage. And we were able to do that. Mary answered back quickly after each time. But you know, to get that big run and Jelly going from first to home in a ball in the gap, that's huge too. And again, getting a lead in this type of game is huge.
And then Goodwin had a sacrifice fly to get you that second run, and you hit it deep enough to where you could score the run.
Yeah, situational hitting, right, Chris? You talk about big at-bats and big walks. Well, that was a big at-bat, even though it wasn't a hit, too. He was able to get a good pitch to drive, and he got the job done in that situation.
They answer. You have the freshman of the year, Carter Beck. He hits a two-run home run to tie it up at two. And what was it? What were you thinking at that point?
Well, I knew Schaumer was going to be tough, and I knew they were going to get him in as soon as they could.
They called it in the preview.
Yeah, and so I was thinking, well, we're going to have to beat the best closer in the league. And but you know, they're going to score some runs, right? They're too good of an offensive team not to. So you know, we just got to stay with it and stay steady and don't panic and try to win that next pitch. And I thought we did really well at that. They had two. You know, they hit that home run to tie it, and they took a two-run lead. But we just stayed with it, and that's what we needed to do.
Now you trailed 4-2 after their number nine batter hits a two-run home run. But then you answer in the eighth inning. You had Headley had a single, and then Teddy Giefer has a big two-run home run to tie you up at four apiece. And once again, you have a big answer and a big at-bat.
Yeah, postseason baseball, you want your seniors to step up. You really, it's a pretty easy to coach this time of year. It's just getting the right guys in the right situations, writing the batting order out, and hopefully getting the relievers in when you need to. But it's really, if we're going to make a run at this and to win baseball games, it has to come from our upperclassmen. It really does. And Teddy's one of those guys that has done it all year. He's been pretty consistent in what he's doing. And again, we talk about Wentzlaff getting up there at the end. You know, Giefer's another one that, you know, we like up in big situations. And they find a way to get it done. And that's been the story of our season, but especially with the seniors, you know. Jake Osowski gave us a chance to win yesterday. He wasn't great. Sorensen on the mound today gave us a chance to win. We had some relievers come in, gave us a chance to win, and our seniors, when they're doing things that are giving us a chance to win, and that's all we can ask.
You battle all the way into the 11th inning. They are able to score a run. They reach on a walk, advance on a wild pitch, come in to score on an error, and it would have been easy for your team to say, I guess that's it. But you battle back. As we said, you have that outstanding two at-bats to draw the walks, and then you get the double. But what was going through your head when you went to the bottom of the 11th inning trailing by one?
Well, I didn't know if they were going to bring Schrammer back out, but I felt like we saw him enough where we should be able to battle and have good at-bats with him. I wasn't sure we were going to be able to score, but I thought we were going to be able to do that. And the first two guys there did that, and I thought, oh, we might have a chance here. And I don't think he wanted to come out of the game there, but I don't think he's been up at 100 pitches before as a closer. So, I was relieved when he did come out, but at the same time, nothing was taken for granted there. And again, we just quality at bats. I'm just thinking quality at bats, and good things are going to happen. And they finally did.
A great baseball game, even better that you won, and you advance, and you get to watch this next game, Augustana. You'll take on the loser of Augustana and Wayne State, obviously two teams that you're familiar with, but just happy to be playing whoever it is.
Yeah, absolutely, right? Like you said, it's a great day to play, too, so we'll play, too. And then since we went so long, this game's delayed. Who knows what time we'll start, but looks like we're going to play some evening baseball, too, and we just got to take it one pitch at a time. You look at what you have to do to come back, and it looks overwhelming. So we can't afford to do that. We just have to take it one game at a time. Like I said, one inning and one pitch at a time, and hopefully good things happen.
After each win, it looks a little easier.
Yeah, you're right. Right? Not that game was easy. I we had every reason to quit and every reason not to win the game, and we found a way to win, and that's kind of been our season, Chris. We really are gritty, and we just find ways to win. Sometimes they're not pretty, but how about the job of the bullpen today, too? Right? They had some really serious situations that they had to get the heart rate up and had to go through, it's just everybody kind of steps up and helps us, and if everybody just does their job, we're going to have a chance to win, and that's what it's, guys are stepping up and doing their job.
Grassgard, Edwards, Weber, they all came in. They pitched a total of, 4 1/3 innings and did not give up an earned run, and you did have 4 walks, but overall, just outstanding performance from your bullpen.
Our bullpen, it took us a while to figure it out. We our bullpen has struggled early in the season. We didn't know who to put out there at what time, and in the last month or so, we've kind of figured that out, and those guys have done a great job, and every pitch matters, too. Even when we gave up that run in the 11th there, it's like he had to make some big pitches to keep it at that. If he doesn't keep it at that score, we probably don't win, so every pitch matters, and the relievers have done an outstanding job yesterday and today and the last month of the season.
Yeah, and Weber to get that strikeout for the third out of the inning in the top of the 11th, that was a big one, and I think that sort of fueled you over into your at-bat in the bottom of the inning.
That's what it does, right? And big plays in the field fuel us, big hits fuel the pitchers, and big pitches on the mound fuel the offense.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll let you go celebrate and get ready for this next game. And thanks for talking with us, and we'll see you again later tonight.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. That is Coach Steve Gust. We thank him for joining us here in the post-game show.